You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Here's what makes this case cut so deep. Rob Reiner didn't hide from his son's problems. He made a movie about them. In 2015, he directed Being Charlie, a film Nick co-wrote about a young man battling addiction and a complicated relationship with his father. Rob talked openly about the guilt he carried, said he regretted listening to the therapists and counselors instead of his own son. These weren't parents who abandoned their kid or looked the other way. By every account, they were trying, still trying, right up until the end. And that raises a darker set of questions about what happens inside a family when love turns into fear, when helping becomes surviving, and when the person you're trying to save becomes the person you need protection from. Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent, chief of the counterintelligence behavioral analysis program, is here with us to help break this part of the conversation down. What do you make about this part? Because when I heard this, I cringed a little bit. And in no way am I faulting Rob or his wife for going down the path that they thought was going to be best for their son. But the statement goes on and it talks about the professional saying, you know, he's lying to you. He is taking advantage. He is deceiving you. And they're saying, well, we should have listened to him more. Probably not.
Yeah. You know, I was looking at a lot of different angles of this. There's so much parental guilt going on in situations like this.
Sure.
That there's Monday morning quarterbacking left and right on this stuff. Because every time something doesn't work, you're going to blame yourself.
And I don't mean to interrupt you, Robin. I also want to throw the dynamic in here of he was making these statements. Rob was making these statements while they were working on that movie together.
Yeah, I looked at that angle, Tony. Because I was a little, like you said, I was cringing a bit. So here's someone who's I threw my conjecture hat on here, and my thought hat. And I said to myself, all right, so here's your son struggling with something. So let's make a movie. Because my optic was, and that's why I did a deeper dive on this, was his reps in life so public that, he's got all these reps of being a public figure, making movies, TV shows, directing.
I'm just going to look at this and I'm going to go, this is how... when you have a son that's going through homelessness and addiction, I think you're going to go for any possible way you can connect with them. And I'm going to guess at this moment in time, this is the only route that he saw where he could connect with him and make a difference. And that maybe there was that window, and that's where Rob and his wife were making the statement of, we should have listened to our son all along. See, once we're listening to him and we're making this movie together, everything seems great and lovely, and they're telling us he's lying to us and he's doing this. They're both kind of right because they are connecting, they are making a difference, but they then seemed to, as a lot of people do, and I'm not faulting them, I'm talking about this more as a cautionary tale of the addict is still going to lie to you.
Yeah.
No matter how 100%. Good they're seeming, no matter how lovely life is getting there, you always have to be on your guard with that person for the rest of your existence.
Here's an interesting thought that popped in my mind as you're saying this. Obviously, you and I cover this a lot on the show, and that is the power of a loving critic.
Yeah.
And having objectivity that you can bounce it off of. And that's what a counselor, is telling them. Basically, the loving critic was saying, hey, he's lying to you, X, Y, and Z. But they're listening to their son who, not maliciously, but just behaviorally manipulating the living hell out of everyone around him.
Yeah.
I'm curious, there's all the 12-step programs are out there for the addicts to help them recover, but there's also the ones for those that are surrounded by the addicts, like Al-Anon and Alanteen and all those, which are the loving critics for people going through this, which as people are sharing what's going on in their lives, they're saying, dude, you need to do something about this. I've been down that road, X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm curious whether that was a resource they were able to explore or not, and what they're getting from that.
Again, I don't know. I would imagine. This family, like I said, they obviously they've tried everything. I can only imagine every road they've gone down. I would imagine if you sat down and talked with him, he would have educated us
thing. Did that.
But then we did this, and this led to this and that. And you probably didn't know this existed, and this and that, and
that's just kind of in a horrible way. It hit me when I was looking at this, looking at the red flags we're seeing all along the way, looking at what could you have done. And as we said at the very beginning of the other segment, was if it wasn't going to be them, it was probably going to be someone, almost like the Koberger case. If he wasn't going to murder those girls, he's going to murder someone because he was on a tear because of his mental moronicity. Yeah. I'm inventing a new word on that one. And then what do you do? As a society, when someone is that broken, because this guy was that broken, the 1800s, you could throw him in the insane asylum. You have the padded wagon come and, take him away and put him in the padded room. We got rid of those things because they're, inhumane and all that. But at the same time, this is one of those cases, what do you do besides that?
We had these facilities up until the 80s. Reagan got rid of them. And then, boom, where did they all go? You have a huge homeless problem now. And that is a direct response to no longer having facilities for the mentally ill to have a safe habitat in.
Right.
And we then we pretend it's a housing problem. Like, oh, we just need more houses. No, we need more mental health facilities where these people can be safe. They can be in an environment where they're cared for and are not going to be a danger to themselves or others. Yeah. That's what we need, because clearly letting people with these mental health problems just kind of fester on their own, surprise, it doesn't work.
I know.
It never has. It never will. There's never been a time in society where this ever has been a success story of just give them more homes.
So just think about that, too. You know, when you look at those numbers, it is a lower percentage. I think it's like 2 or 3% of homicides a year are patricide like this. But actually, It comes out to about 200 or 300 a year just in the United States alone.
Yeah.
That's 200 or 300 more people if it's just one murder that they committed, if not double murders. A lot of them are the double murders.
Well, just the sheer amount. I mean, when you look at the homeless population, this is not a slight on homelessness. Your numbers are 90-some percentile are mentally ill. And there's a reason. I mean, and okay. So, and that's the thing where it's like, okay, so how are we being humane by saying, well, this is their right? Being humane would be taking a look at our mental health situation in our country, or lack thereof, and going, yes, you know, all these, there was these types of facilities years ago, and you could argue some were, you know, hell on earth. Some were actually very respectable and well-run. How about we go back to the respectable, well-run, let's attempt this from a new perspective. You know, we can try things over and try it again and do better. Why don't we go down that road and do better? Because if we start actually giving a shit about these people that we pretend we care about so much, maybe we'll start fixing some of our problems. But right now, the way it sits, the options were pretty bleak for Rob and his wife. It was, you know, hope he doesn't die on the street, or take your chances. They took their chances after trying both options, because there wasn't a middle one that they would have the authority to commit him to. Because at the end of the day, that's the biggest problem. The mentally ill have the rights, and they're the least likely to make the right decision.
I'm with you on this one, too, because you and I have covered a lot of cases where we've seen the red flags, and what do you do?
Yeah.
And we keep coming up with no answer because there isn't an answer.
Because of rights.
Yeah. 100%.
And I'm all for people having rights, but let's have the grownups. I mean, and could this be abused? Was it abused in the past? That's what I always hear back. Well, what about, you know, people who just do this? Like, you're right. It was horribly abused in the past. Right. I think we can do better. I think we can look into this a little bit better and make better judgment calls. You know, of course, it'd be a bureaucratic nightmare, but you know what? Doing nothing
isn't working.
Is not helping anything.
No. I mean, there's so many. I mean, every single case, or vast majority of what you and I cover, are cases where you have mental health issues and low emotional intelligence and a lack of ability and dysfunction in society. I mean, so many of them are just, I mean, just think of the people that you and I have covered that really, really needed this badly. That could have been saved. Coburgers.
All of them.
And down one. I mean, 90% of all the cases we covered, you know, and the only ones that aren't covered by it because they should be covered by someone else is all the child abuse issues.
Yeah. I mean, all of it is mental health. All of it. Every single last one of it. And it's like, it's the thing that we put the least amount of weight on in our country, or attention or understanding to. And it is the genesis for all of our problems.
It is, because, I mean, when you think about it too, the thing that bottles everything up is, and always stops any movement, everything, everyone keeps going to gun control right off the bat. Well, this wasn't a gun control issue. And you never, ever in this country, because of the Constitution, going to do that. So again, what's the definition of crazy? Keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result. And that's what they keep doing. But so now you need a different tool. And I'm with you. Let's go back to coming up with a system on that one. And who wouldn't agree on it? This is not it's not a left or right thing. This is
whoever has to pay for it won't agree on it. Yeah, that's exactly who won't agree on it. It's a tragic case. If anything, I hope, you know, Rob was always about awareness for causes.
Yeah.
I think he'd certainly welcome this being a vehicle for more awareness of how our system does not work, and the dangers that it puts people in, because there's an incredible amount of things like this that happened, not just patricide, but, you know, it, to partners, to other loved ones, to, I mean, this is not an uncommon thing. And that's the scary part about it.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No.